What can I do for you?
Anyway, what happened last night, I got thrown out again on basis of that bogus restraining charge
from the courts.
Well, no,
the,
no.
City Hall.
What happened is they had a meeting, essentially first regarding annexation. Essentially, I want to talk to Mr. Kenneth Black. Get the hell out of Granby here. Why do you want to go to Granby? Essentially, I went ahead and told them about their city water system. Went ahead and essentially, Travis there, that's enough. So you're listening. Anyway, what happened is essentially I got thrown out. Well, Jacob Kelly, I'm a brand new police officer and Central City Council.
I got to call Kelly about some other stuff, so I'll ask about that. Is that going to send me over another charge or something?
No, I went ahead and left because essentially the next one was essentially determining the tax rate.
Right.
And essentially, I went ahead, it's on YouTube, the entire thread, and I went ahead and okay, I got thrown out of this public meeting. Can I come back? It's 6:40. Can I come back? It's 6:45. And especially talk about the public tax level. He said, no, you can't. So can I come back at 7 o'clock here for the council meeting?
No, you can't. You come back, you'll be around.
So essentially, I went ahead and left because essentially, I was pretty well kneeling. T-Rampage Gamble, I'll tell them about how incompetent they are and how stupid they are and doing my best to talk Mr. Black out of that. They said, they just have sick. And so, in general, it seems to me that I can go ahead and essentially file a protest against paying city taxes because I wasn't allowed. I haven't seen the thing for the 31st of July yet.
And when the 31st of July?
Oh, you mean? 30th of July, well, I got arrested,
I'm
there.
And they're about to file it. Okay. I'm going to talk to them about that.
Well, then, maybe what happens is I was napping here, because you haven't sent my... If they haven't sent my bond check of $1,000 to me, so nice.
I can't, but I can ask if they do that. Yeah.
Okay, we'll ask them to do that.
Yeah, I can ask.
And
you have to come get it.
Okay. And secondly, on the second Sunshine Act here, I don't know if you heard, essentially that old Curlis was told fine, he went ahead and said, okay, so for the went ahead and says I gotta pay the Jew lawyer $4,000. For the frivolous lawsuit, I'm of course going to go ahead and challenge that here. But, and I got 30 days to do it, but I'm probably going to go ahead and file Friday. But, what happens is that for the second one, Gail Crane out of Joplin, she's not as bad, but she went ahead and recused herself. Guess what I got?
Kendrick
Curlis again. And generally, what seems to me is that, I think it's way over your pay grade. It seems to me that what I ought to do is just simply file for a writ of mandamus against Josh Hawley for essentially allowing all these false arrests to occur, the violation of the First Amendment to occur. Simply because these two crooked judges, gave out a domestic abuse restraining order, stalking order. Because essentially that's the second or third arrest.
All right. I've got treatment court 45 minutes.
Okay.
I got to go get some lunch. So.
All right.
I will call Chief Kelly to find out what's going on and suggest to him that
they stop doing this stupid crap.
I'm going to suggest that.
Yep. Okay, talk to Jacob Scobie and his chief investigating deputy, who is Doug Ball. And it is, 15 after. 15 after noon on, 15 after noon. Okay, 15 after noon on the 15th of
August 2018. Pastor Mark Lindstedt, Hail Victory.